What's going on, everybody? My name is Kaz, and Kaz is back again on this podcast. Life is short. Life short is short. If you had an opportunity to play the game of a life, you need to appreciate every moment. You gotta cherish every moment in life and do what you gotta do. But without the right direction, you never know where it takes you. So I'd like to give you a little bit of insight, and I want you to make your life better and better. Stay tuned, alright? What's going on, everybody? My name is Kaz again, and welcome back to my podcast, Life is Short. On this podcast, I want to share my thoughts and insight that I learned through my life. So please sit back and relax and get some popcorn, coffee, or maybe ice cream, whatever you like, okay? I just want you to chill listening to this. So that's the concept of my podcast, right? So let's just dive into the episode. Again, how are you doing, everybody? I've been doing all right, but because of this rainy season, right? I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. Yeah. But I believe, you know, next week, I guess, yeah, this rainy season is going to be over, and which means summer is coming, right? I am excited for the summer to come, but at the same time, I'm worried about it, right? Because I live in the city, which is considered as one of the hottest cities in Japan, right? Yes, that is true. I live in Kumagaya. So, yeah, Kumagaya is a city known as one of the hottest cities in this country. So, well, you know, I want summer to come as soon as possible. But at the same time, I don't want summer to come, yeah, like never. You know what I'm saying? But this rainy season it's okay. It's totally enough. It's enough. Yeah, I don't want that anymore. So, yeah, that's how I feel right now. Yeah. Yeah, how you doing, everybody? Yeah. Because of rain, humidity, you know, you can just... It's really uncomfortable, right? It's been uncomfortable. Yeah, how are you doing? You guys all right? Yeah, you gotta be ready for the summer to come, alright? Stay hydrated, and you know, situation is still going on. COVID-19 is going on, so we still have to wear a mask even if it's super hot outside, right? It is pain in the ass, but I think we gotta deal with it, right? Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Yeah, with this, you know, COVID-19 situation, and this is the first summer we are going to experience, right? So I don't know what's gonna happen, but please, you know, take care of everybody. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, today's episode, I want to do this podcast recording in English and Japanese, in both a bilingual way. But I'm not really sure if I can, you know, switch my brain in a snap, like, you know, speaking English and, you know, and then speaking Japanese, like, quickly. I'm not really sure, but, yeah. But I try to do both in English and Japanese, and, yeah, you know, bilingual way, so bear with me, okay? Right. He might be completely 100% in English, but yeah, it's okay. The reason why I am doing this right now is that I asked my followers on Twitter, and I asked this question, like, do you want to listen to my podcast in English or Japanese or both, which, right? And about 140 people voted, right? Thank you very much. And long story short, I think about 60% of people, right? 60% of people voted for it, English version. Yeah. And only 10% of people voted for Japanese version. And the rest, 30% of people voted for it, both, you know, bilingual way, right? And it's... it's kind of sad, actually. You know, I've been doing my podcast in Japanese, like entirely, right? And I thought it was okay. I mean, I thought it was good, you know, doing my podcast episode in Japanese, because when I speak Japanese, of course, it's easier for me to speak Japanese than speaking English, right? And also, when I speak Japanese, I can dig deeper, right? And, you know, when it comes to me talking about something like philosophy or, you know, method or theory, there's a, you know, deep topic, right? I can dig deeper and deeper, of course, right? Japanese is my native tongue, so yeah, that's the reason why I've been doing this, my podcast in Japanese entirely. But a lot of people want me to speak English. So okay, here I go. I speak English. is this what you want? I don't know. Yeah, let me know what you think. So today's episode is not about something like, you know, lessons that I've learned or something, but okay, let me tell you a little bit about the situation I've been through right now. Yeah, recently. And this episode is, you know, supposed to be uploaded a week ago. Yeah, because I do my podcast fortnightly. Yeah, 2 weeks, I mean, one episode in 2 weeks, that's my schedule. So this episode was supposed to be uploaded on July, hold on, what day is it today? July 22nd, around that time, right? But I've been struggling. I don't know why, but it happens to me sometimes. You know, as a content creator, my mission is to put my content out and let people watch and listen and read my content, right? And that's my mission as a content creator, right? I gotta put my content now. Yeah, but I'm not really sure how many times I record this episode. I don't talk exactly the same thing, but yeah, I recorded at least more than like 10 times. Yeah, but I kept saying no to me. I was like, nah, it's not enough. Yeah, nah, I don't like it. Nah, I just didn't feel like, you know, I just didn't feel like doing it. First of all, I like, you know, podcast episode, but I don't know why it happened to me. Yeah, I just didn't like it. Yeah. And, you know, I kept recording again and again and again. It kept saying no to me, right? And I got tired. That's what it is. That is the situation I've been through, yeah, recently. And yesterday, or 2 days ago, I'm not really sure where, I tweeted about this situation. You know, I was trying to record my podcast and put my podcast out, but I didn't like it, so I couldn't put it out, right? And I wanted to change the subject and change the topics to talk about, right? And some people replied to me, and my fellow content creator Sakurako-san asked me to talk about you know, philosophy that I have when it comes to anything, right? Like fashion, video making, or, you know, those things like rap, you know, hip hop music that I like or something, right? And I was like, I want to talk about it. Yeah, actually, you know, a few people, different other people asked me to talk about something that some other topics, right? And, どうしようかな。これを日本語でじゃあ話そうか。好きなカレーの具について話してほしいっていう。あれをいただいたんですけど、好きなカレーの具か。あ、そっか。俺、好きなカレーのトッピングだと思ってたな、これ。うん。僕ね、いつも言ってるんですけど、トッピングで好きなの、トッピングっていうか、好きな食べ物が、あのね、エビフライなんですよ。で、カレーもすごい好きなんですけど、うん、これ言うとね、子供っぽいって言われるから嫌なんだよね。けど、美味しいじゃんね。カレーも美味しいし、エビフライも美味しいし。けど、具か。カレーの具か。あんま具って気にしたことなかったな。でも僕すごいね、こうシンプルなカレーが好きで、中身っていうか、こう具が入ってるカレーってあんま好きじゃないんですよね。こう野菜がゴロゴロ入ってるみたいなカレー、そういうのが好きな方もいると思うんですけどね、僕はそういうのがあんま好きじゃなくて、まあエビフライです、僕好きなカレーのトッピングに関してはエビフライかな。ココイチに行くときはトッピングで、いつもココイチってエビフライのトッピングはないんですよ。だからスクランブルエッグと、あとほうれん草と、あと何か揚げ物を必ず乗せますね。そんな感じかな、カレーは。うん、好きなドーナツについて話してほしいっていうあれがあって、これもう回答しちゃったんですけど、僕あんまドーナツ食べないんです。あんま甘いもの好きなはずなんだけど、ドーナツのも食べないんですよね。だけどミスドのハニーチュロがすごい好きです。丸いやつね。ドーナツ全部丸いけどさそう、ハニーチュロがすごい好きですね。うん、大好きですあれ、うん、今でもそのハニーチュロだけは求めてミスドに行くことありますね、うん、そんな感じかな。恋愛トークあと恋愛トークをしてくださいっていうお願いがあったんですけど、なんか恋愛って、うん、そんな面白い話もできないしな。なんだろう、うん、恋愛トークか。僕の恋愛とか聞きたいですかね。なんだろう、うん、じゃあ僕の好きなタイプの女性を言いましょうか。うん、まあよく、よくっていうかね、あんまそういう話をすると変わってるねとかって言われるんですけど、僕ね、怖い女性が好きなんですよ。うん、怖いって言うとさ、ちょっとなんで語弊があるかもしれないけど、なんというか、こう英語で言うとこう independent woman っていうか、こうすごい意志を持っててみたいな人がすごい好きなんです。わかるかな。うん、今も好きなんですけど、昔からすごい好きだった米倉涼子さんとかすごい好きで、すごい好きでしたね。うん、だけどもう僕中学校ぐらいの時から、まあ、なんかずっと好きだったんですけど、うん、まあけど周りの人には変わってるねと言われてました。なんか強めの人が好きなんですよね。うん、M なのって言われますけどね、そういう話をすると。別にそういうことはないと思うんですけどね。うん、なんかこう自立してる女性みたいな感じな人が好きなんですよね。うん、だけど、まあ、米倉涼子さんみたいな、その顔のタイプとかですよ、その話は。けどね、性格も強そうじゃないですか。あと最近だと 僕秋元才加さん AKB の秋元元 AKB の秋元才加さんがすごい好きで、すごい好きなんですけど、あの最近結婚されましたよね、ラッパーの方と、うん、おめでとうございますと思いました。ちょっとあの、あ結婚するんだよなそりゃって思いましたけどねAKB じゃもうねえしそれはそうだよなと思って、あおめでたいなと思いましたけど、秋元才加さんとかすごい好きでしたね、うん、だけどこれ話すとね、やっぱりちょっとあのなんかそれはないとかって言われますよ秋元才加さんで僕はすごい可愛い方だな、綺麗な方だなと思うんですけど、うん、それはないとか失礼じゃないですかね、うん、だから僕がその魅力を感じる女性はそういう感じですかね、うん、でなんかね、その強めの女性とあのが すごい好きなんですけど、いたんですよ僕の、うん、今まで付き合った彼女の中ですごい強い方がいたんですけど、強い方はね僕と性格が合わないっていうことがね分かったんですまあその人さ、その人の問題かもしれないんだけど、うん、すごいこうで僕がこう理想に思ってるような性格をしてる、性格っていうか、まあその全体的にね、うん、なんかこう自分を持っていてっていう感じの方だったんですけど、うん、しょっちゅう喧嘩してましたねその人とは、うん、なんかこうやっぱり理想と現実は違うんだな、うん、っていうことをあの気づきましたけど、うん、これぐらいでいいかな恋愛トークはまあそんな面白い話ないですよ、僕ただの男なんて持て、うん、ないし別に恋多きとかそういうわけでもなんでもないんで、うん、まあけどそういう感じですね、うん、好きな女性のタイプはいつも本当にそうやって説明してるんです、分かりやすいから米倉涼子さんっていう、うん、あんまあもう米倉さんも年ですからね、うん、だからまあ最近はあの秋元才加さんって言っても伝わる方多いんで、昔はさ知らない人も多かったんですよ、うん、だけど最近は元 AKB の秋元才加さんって伝わるんで言ってたんですけど、うん、結婚ですねしましたよね、ちょっとショックだったあそりゃそうだよなって本当思いましたけどそりゃだって一人の人間ですもんね、そのアイドルをやっていても、アイドル、まあ、アイドルじゃないのか、今は女優なのかな、うん、モデルとかなのか、なんかちょっと僕の中ではアイドルとして活動してる時の彼女のイメージがすごく強いので、うん、えっつってね恋愛禁止じゃねえのかよと思ってそう、でも面白かった、友達と話したんですけどね、恋愛禁止のわけねえじゃんって言って、もうやめてんじゃん AKB って言ってそう、うん、まあそれが僕の好きなタイプの女性ですね、うん、あんまりこう 何人が好きとかそういうのはないですけどね、うん、やっぱ何そのどういう系統の人種とかは別にどうでもいいんですけど、どういう系統の人でもやっぱちょっと強めの方が好きですね。強めの方はあまり僕とはそういうね、あの関係になると合わないっていうのはもう結構分かってたりするので、まあ、僕の中でその折り合いをどうつけていくのかっていうのが、まあ、まあ今後の課題ではあるんですけど、はい、いかがでしょうかちょっと戻りましょうか。Let's go back to the topic, okay?、I wanted to talk about, you know, Sakuraka-san's question. I wanted to answer that. And、I don't think I do have super solid philosophy when it comes to, like, my life or how I act. But、when I talk about my video creation, content creation, blog post, or even tweet, I guess, right? One thing I care about is to be legit, right? Legitimacy matters. You know, I was on her podcast a week ago, not just a week ago, but a couple of weeks ago, right? And she asked me what I think about, you know, when I make my videos, right? And I just said exactly the same thing. But when it comes to content creation, I do care about it. I do care about, you know, me being legit and, you know, being authentic as possible. Yeah, that's one thing. Because you know what? Even this kind of stuff, like podcast or video, whatever, right? And I know a lot of people who can do it better than me. And I know a lot of people who is cooler than me, right? And yeah, let's say English. Yeah, I know a lot of people who can speak English better than I do, right? It's all right. It's totally okay. I'm not trying to show off like my English skills. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. What I want to do is trying to share my experience. And if somebody watches my videos, right? And if somebody is interested in learning English, and that's fine. That's good. That's what I think. I'm not saying like, I can speak English, so you got to learn English. No, I'm not trying to say that, right? One thing I focus on is trying to be me as well. I mean, as always. Yeah. Stay true to myself, I guess. I wanna be legit legit only one rather than being smart as number two. You know what I'm talking about. It might sound cocky. It sounds cocky, but that's how I feel, and that's my attitude towards anything. Yeah, when it comes to my life and what I think about it right now. Yeah, in the past, yeah, I've been sticking with that kind of principle. Yeah, I guess because I think I gotta focus on what I can do and what I can share well, right? There are a lot of content creators on Twitter, even on Twitter, right? And they make videos, they make, you know, blog posts and everything. I don't want to imitate somebody. I don't want that. I want to do it in my way, even if it's good or not. I'm not really sure. Sometimes I learned a lot of lessons from my mistakes. Like I should have done that. I could have. Or, you know, it happens to me. Of course, I'm just a man. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not gonna be perfect. And I do understand it. And I do understand I'm not going to please everybody. Yeah. Like, it's impossible, right? I'm not going to please 100% of people. Some people is going to hate me just because of the opinion that I have. Or some people don't agree with me. It's totally all right. I'm not going to chase them. And at the same time, I am not going to change my opinion or my personality, right? If I say something wrong, and if I understand it, of course I would change it. Yeah, because I believe I am better than that, right? You know, I try to be a better person. Yeah, changing my personality, not personality, but my opinion, and learn something from my mistakes. And of course I do that, right? But if somebody don't agree with me, or you know, say something bad because of my opinion or whatever, my appearance or whatever, right? I'm not going to change it, right? If you don't like it, it's all right. You know, just leave me the fuck alone. That's how I feel. That is the core philosophy that I have. Yeah, then my model. Yeah. If I lose it, you know, I'm not going to be me. That's one thing which clearly defines who I am. Yeah. Does this answer her question? I'm not really sure, but you know, that's who I am. Yeah. legitimacy matters, because if somebody is lying to you, even on Twitter, right, you can sense it, and that's not good. That's pathetic, right? You know, I saw a lot of people on Twitter, and I've been on Twitter for more than a year, precisely a year and a half. Yeah, I saw a lot of people coming and going by on Twitter, and so, you know, so-called influencers, English influencers, right? And some people are fake as fuck, and I hate it. You know what I'm talking about. So I don't want to do it. Yeah. Even if I'm not going to make big numbers, I want to focus on what I can do. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I prioritize like the number, right? I can do different things, I guess. Yeah. You know, when I only focus on impressions and likes, retweets, and those numbers, right? I can do different things. But that's the one thing I don't want to do, because if I do it, I'm not going to be legit. I'm not going to be authentic, and I'm not going to be me. So that's why I don't want to do it, right? If I talk about something like in a controversial topic or, you know, provocative things like, you know, Black Lives Matter things. So right now, right? And I'm going to get more impression, and which means I'm going to get like a better chance to get followers or likes or tweets. I'm sorry, retweets and stuff, right? I know it. Yeah, I've been on Twitter more than a year, and yeah, I care about my numbers as well, but I don't want to do it. I only want to share something that I believe in, like strongly. That's my attitude. Yeah, I want you to understand it. Yeah, and you know, I try to regularly upload my videos and stuff, right? But just like I said, sometimes as a content creator, I got ups and downs, and sometimes I just don't want to make videos, even if I like it. It happens, right? You know, it happens. So I have to take my time to think about it. Yeah, and I took my time. And again, I wanted to record my podcast, and that's the reason why I'm doing this, and I feel happy now. So that's what it is. Yeah, even if you're learning English and it happens to you, I guess. Yeah, sometimes you are energetic as fuck and you want to learn something, like, I want to learn. Yeah, right? You know, give me more. You feel like that. But sometimes you don't need that. I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. Yeah, I don't need that. It happens. It's totally all right. It's natural. Okay. And it happens to me as well. Yeah, I'm just a man. So this, you know, my motto, yeah, as a content creator. But, you know, Sakurako-san actually asked me, like, you know, my motto when it comes to the fashion, I guess it was a really, really great question, because you can go to my Twitter moment page from my profile, I guess, and you can see several videos that I uploaded in the past, right? And I think you'd notice that I wear a white t-shirt 90% of the time. I do that intentionally. Yeah, I intentionally wear a white t-shirt when I publicly go out. Is that a right term? I'm not really sure. But as a content creator, when I make my videos, right, it's like me, you know, how can I say? It's a little bit difficult to explain, but it's not a private thing. A lot of people can watch it. So which means one thing I want them to focus on is my story, right? So I don't have to represent my personality through my fashion. Nesha believes. So that's the reason why I wear a white t-shirt, yeah, when I make my videos. Yeah, or like simply like, you know, plain clothing. Yeah, like black t-shirt or those simple thing. Yeah. But in the real life, sometimes I do wear a t-shirt with, you know, images on, and it happens, of course. You know, I'm just a man, and I'm not that much strict on my philosophy, like, you know, Who's that? Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, and they only wear like, you know, same t-shirt like every day, right? I'm not that much strict, but when I make my videos, I try to, you know, wear a white t-shirt, yeah, just because I want people to focus on my story. And that happens, yeah, when I go out and when I meet my client, right? I wear a white t-shirt, yeah, in the summertime, yeah, like it happens to me a lot. And in the winter, I have to wear a jacket, right? So I add a little bit more uniqueness to me, but still really, really simple, because I want them to focus on my story and my personality. You know, I don't want them to focus on, like, you know, materialistic thing or a superficial factor around me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's one thing I do care about. That is it, I guess. Yeah. Did you understand what kind of person who I am? Yeah, but I believe, you know, I'm super, like, an easygoing kind of person, you know, talkative person in the real life, I guess. Yeah, I try to be nice to people. Yeah, yeah. And but when I make my videos and when I make my content, I do have some sort of a philosophy, but I'm not that much strict. Yeah, I try to do new things, and because if I, you know, stick to it like really, really strict, I'm scared of you know, not being changed at all. I'm scared of it, right? So yeah, in the real life, I try new things a lot, but you know, content, when I make my content, yeah, I try to focus on the kind of philosophy I have. Yeah, how do you like it? That's what it is. Yeah, how do you like it? Yeah, I hope you guys, you know, enjoy it and learn something. Yeah, that's my personality. Yeah. So next week, I guess, yeah, I put my regular episode again, so please stay tuned again. And yeah, I talked a lot, yeah, this episode as well, so I want to stop it right here. All right, yeah, thank you for listening to the podcast again. How did you like it? Please let me know your thoughts, and do not hesitate to give me your comment, all right? Your feedbacks are always appreciated. So please, comments, likes, or reviews, or whatever, okay? That could be fuel for me to make more content like this. So it's time to say goodbye. Talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it and get something from this. Make sure you follow my Twitter, subscribe my YouTube channel, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.